Welcome to a special edition of This Week in Heresy, although I think this is going to be a regular monthly thing, because it's come to my attention that a lot of people really want to hear my opinions and hear a little more about me, and me being Reverend Gina, and what the direction I want for This Week in Heresy to go, and about some of what I feel about some of the topics that we bring up, and maybe some topics that I don't necessarily bring up in This Week in Heresy. So, first of all, my name is the Reverend Gina Pond, or at least it has been for a few months anyway. I'm a third degree Wiccan in the Alexandrian tradition, although my wife and I have started a new tradition called the Open Source Alexandrian Tradition, and our coven's the Circle of Caradwyn. If you've ever been to Pantheacon, you've probably seen us around. We were the ones that started the whole ruckus with gender issues in 2011. And you can go to my website and see the anthology we did called Gender and Transgender in Modern Paganism. Yeah, and I'll link it in the show notes for this. And let's see, what else? Oh, yes, I'm a ordained pastor in the Progressive Christian Alliance, and I think I'm becoming their webmaster as well, but we'll see about that. And I was ordained in March of this year, 2014, and I just graduated in May from Pacific School of Religion with a Master's of Divinity, and it's been kind of a trip through seminary, because I know I'm completely different person than, well, maybe not completely different, but a very different person than the person that went in. And yeah, I mix most these two traditions together. I'm Wiccan and I'm Christian. And for a lot of people, that's really kind of a strange combination. Like, what do you mean you're Wiccan and Christian? How does that go together? How can they go together? And then you've got some of the more extreme reactions on either side is like, they can never go together. And I don't believe that's true. I subscribe to a concept called metafaith, and I talked to you all about that with Sarah in the first episode. And it's really helped put my Wiccan side of me and my Christian side of me together, because there are things that do overlap, and a lot of the love of others and the love of self as a being of God, the need to help people, to help the earth, to support those who are needy. That kind of stuff really is kind of common. And it's common in a lot of religions too. So it's not like, you know, the commonalities are that big of a surprise. So I'm starting This Week in Heresy as a way to give a voice to those who have these beliefs, that believe that, you know, our religions aren't that different, that, you know, we have a lot of common needs and desires and spirituality in common. However, I do believe in keeping things real and keeping our identities intact. So, you know, there's some work in interfaith where they just kind of mush things together, and you kind of, you know, they want to downplay the beauty and the magic of each other's religions for the sake of interfaith work. And in some ways that can be useful, because you don't want to have bias in the room. But in a lot of ways, it's denying the fact that there are differences, that we have differences. We tend to not want to acknowledge that difference is real, and that difference is something that isn't necessarily a bad thing. We tend to think of difference as something horrible. I mean, just look at how gay people are treated, or Black people are treated, or, you know, any person of color for that matter. We tend to think of difference as something bad. But yet we never realize and we never really think about how difference can be a good thing and how it could be fascinating. Because differences have always fascinated me more than anything else. I mean, as I was a kid, you know, the idea that someone loved differently or just looked different, it didn't bother me. It made me curious. So in a lot of ways, This Week in Heresy is trying to bring you my curiosity about other people, about what other people think. And it's not just famous people. I mean, although, you know, I'd like to have a lot of well-known people on to interview because I think they're fascinating. But it's also everyday people. And I know that sounds really bad and it's kind of condescending, but hear me out. I mean, you know, what about the person that, you know, you see walking to the bus stop every morning, or the guy that rides the bicycle past your house? You know, what do they think about things? What do they think about things? What do they believe about politics or religion or social justice? You know, how do we find out these stories? Well, we have to ask. And, you know, if we don't ask, we'll never know. And if you don't know, and if you're not willing to listen to other people's stories, you'll never understand other people. At least that's the way I see it. I mean, I never understood about, you know, what my wife's gone through as a transgender woman without hearing her stories. And, you know, it's important to see the human behind the mask. The humans behind institutions. The humans behind the politicians, behind the governments, behind the bombs, behind the guns, behind bars. Because we forget that people are human. You know, my mom likes to tell a story about me when I was little and how I would weep, just weep when we'd watch The Elephant Man. And I never understood as a kid why people were so mean to him just because he looked different. You know, he had a beautiful soul and, you know, people are cruel. Sadly, I have a better understanding of the whys about human nature now. But, you know, there's always that little part of me that always thinks, why are you hurting people? Why are you making people out to be these demons when they're not? It's kind of a hard part of my heart to have, honestly, because you never, you know, you see things on Facebook. In fact, you know, this week, in the last few weeks, it's been really hard because sometimes, you know, you're sitting on Facebook or you're sitting on Twitter or, you know, you're watching the news, you know, and I watch Rachel Maddow religiously. And you can't help but think, what the heck is wrong with us? You know, why are we killing each other? Why are we hating each other? One of the things that I never understand from the news is, you know, Israel's hate against the Palestinians. And, you know, and I always want to kind of go and shake their leader up and say, don't you realize this is what happened to you and to your people not that long ago? It's these things that just like make me frustrated and want to scream. And just, yeah. So in a lot of ways, you know, this is what This Week in Heresy is for. It's to bring people the stories of people who hardly have a voice in our culture right now. We don't hear a lot from the progressive Christians. We don't hear a lot from pagans in media. We don't hear a lot of people who are working on the margins. We don't hear stories and opinions often on a frequent basis, you know, and especially in the progressive communities. We don't have the voice. We don't have the money. I remember writing an open letter to Anne Rice, and you can read it on my blog at worthyadvisor.wordpress.com. There's a link to it on my site. I wrote an open letter to Anne Rice, who was lambasting Christianity and becoming an atheist again. And, you know, good on her. That's all cool. And I said, well, you know, instead of sitting there on your Facebook page lambasting Christianity and forgetting that, you know, there are human beings involved in that institution, and specifically the Catholic Church, you know, where is your money? Where is your money to the progressive people that are trying to change things? Where is your money to the Women's Ordination Committee? Where is your money to places like City of Refuge? Where is your money to the nuns on the bus? You know, money talks. And if people, you know, if celebrities are really serious about wanting to have more progressive voices out there, give us the money. You know, help people. I mean, I will never get a cent from my church work, you know, unless, you know, people kindly leave me a tip. But even then, you know, I'm not in this for the money. And I never was, really. And I knew going into seminary that, you know, I would be saddled with student loan debt, and I would be okay with that because I needed to learn. And, you know I'm not going to make a cent from this business. But it's what I want to do. It's how I want to teach people. It's how I want to be with people. So yeah, This Week in Heresy is that part of me being the geek that knows that I can reach people further if I have something they can see or listen to online. I mean, what I'm doing now could be listened to by someone in a rural community who happened to have it on their phone and listen to it one day. And, you know, I could reach them and they could be like, oh, wow, you know, maybe I can be both, or maybe I can do the work that I want to do as a queer person. It's funny, I didn't expect this to be quite so confessional, but it's an interesting thing being a minister who walks between worlds. You can't really hide from things anymore. You know, you can't really be out of, you know, you can't just do one or the other, because you see too much, you know. You see in between, and you see the beauty of everything. And I know I'm kind of waxing poetic now, and I tend to do that often enough, but that's kind of how I feel, you know? You can't really not see the beauty in between. What really makes me angry sometimes is how people really seem to think that it has to be one or the other and not both. And it was a big, big learning thing for me when I really confronted that with somebody. And I'm hoping that I can show that being both is fine. Because there's people on both sides, you know. I've gotten flack from pagans, I've gotten flack from Christians, and it's like, you know, who are you to tell me who I am? That's all there is to it, really. I was watching an anime today where, you know, people about actresses, and, you know, and part of the whole story was this actress that, you know, took on the role and became that person. And, you know, and that's not too far from what happens in magic, you know, especially if you're aspecting deities. And it makes me wonder, you know, how much of our world do we go through where we're just acting about who we are? You know, you go through the motions and you go to church or you go to a ritual and you're just there. And I know sometimes that's just the way things are because you happen to be in a crappy mood, or something's happened to make you sad, or you know, you're thinking about something else, or you've just fallen in love and all you can think about is your sweetie or whatever. What do we mean when we say we're a Christian? What do we mean when we say you're Wiccan? And you know, I know I've been really kind of hammering on this and the last few episodes, but it's really been on my mind. You know, what do I say when I say, what do I mean when I say I am Wiccan and I am Christian? I am a Wiccan because I believe in magic, and I believe, and I can do magic, and I do spirit work, and I use those tools that have been in part of Wicca, and I follow the holidays as well. I'm Christian because I never left Jesus behind. And I know for some people, that's not enough. And then I say, why not? You know, if it's because I believe in Jesus as a teacher and a prophet who taught love and compassion and how to love each other, you know, why is that not enough to be Christian? And why is that too much to be pagan? I don't know. You know what I think now? I mean, I don't think that being pagan and Christian is something that is antithetical to each other. But I'm going to, you know, ask you, why do you think, you know, if you think that way, why do you think that way? What is it that makes you think that I shouldn't believe how I want to believe? So that's me, sort of, in a nutshell. I think, you know, if you want to know some other parts of me, I used to be a biochemist. So you'll probably hear me waxing, doing a rant about GMOs at some point. I'm a yarn spinner, and I have a couple spinning wheels. I crochet. And then I do This Week in Heresy, and this is part of my art. And I priest. I have a church that I started called Between the Worlds Church, and you can find that at btwchurch.wordpress.com. And, you know, it's just starting, and, you know, there's not a lot, a whole lot of people coming yet, but, you know, I have faith that, you know, it's kind of like, if you build it, they will come. And what else do I do? I do a lot of work online. I have my blog that I mentioned before, which is I'm But a Bug, which I've been blogging since 1998. Something like that. Maybe earlier than that. Anyway, so I've been blogging a long time. For those of you who may have been around the interwebs then, I used to be known as the Boston Dyke. But, you know, these days it's been more of the Yankee Dyke. Although now I'm mostly known by my Worthy Advisor handle on most things. And I also have an art blog that's called worthyarts.wordpress.com. And there's some of my old stuff there, although I haven't updated it in a while. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much me. Pretty much what I want to do with This Week in Heresy for the most part. I want to bring you people that are interesting, and I want to start the conversations, because there's not enough of us out there who work on the margins, who do the different, that have a voice, and I want to give that voice. So I thank you for letting me ramble on for the last 20 minutes. I hope this is interesting. I plan to do these about once a month or so, or when the mood strikes. So watch for them. I don't have a regular time for them because I don't always have time to do a recording. And as always, you know, you can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on Apple and iTunes through the iOS app. And as always, you can find all of the podcasts at www.thisweekinheresy.com. And hope you are all having a good day, and Happy 4th of July.